Lekuta Sichas Chelek Zayin, Parsha Tetzava, the third Tetzava, which is also Zayin Adar. A summary of the Sicha. It's well known that Zayin Adar comes out, is the day that the Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, comes out in most years around Parsha Tetzava. And there is a remez, there is an allusion to this, because in the Parsha Tetzava is the only Parsha that since Moshe Rabbeinu appears in the Torah, Parsha Shmos, he is mentioned in every single Parsha. His name is mentioned in every Parsha except for Parsha Tetzava, where his name doesn't appear. In fact, the Magen Avraham says that in a Shonim Uberis, in a leap year, we commemorate Zayin Adar, which is declared as a fast day for some people. Not everybody fasts, but it's many people fast on Zayin Adar as a fast day. It's done in Adar Rishon, in the first Adar. Why? Because that's the Adar, that's Zayin Adar Rishon, comes out close to Parsha Tetzava. But as everybody knows, Zayin Adar is also the birthday of Moshe. Why don't we commemorate? Why is there no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday in Parsha Tetzava? So we can explain it, because the word Va'ata Tetzava, you should command the Jewish people, Va'ata is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, and so therefore the whole Parsha is called Va'ata Tetzava, or Tetzava, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore the entire Parsha, every single word in the Parsha is connected with a Parsha which is called Va'ata Tetzava. In other words, each word in the Parsha commemorates Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is in itself needs explanation. Why is it that on the one hand his name is not mentioned at all, but on the other hand every single word in the Parsha is linked with Moshe Rabbeinu through the name Va'ata Tetzava? So first we have to understand, why is it that Zayin Adar was declared as a fast day because of the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, since we know that it's also the time that he was born? So therefore it should be linked with a joyous event. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So we'll explain that by another question. The Gemara says that just like when Av comes, k'shem shem shenichnas Av, when Av comes we decrease in Simcha, so also when Adar comes, the month of Adar comes, we increase in Simcha. So the question could be asked, when we say that when Adar arrives we increase in Simcha, does that mean the second Adar, or even in a leap year when the first Adar arrives we increase in Simcha? So it would seem on the surface that Rashi does say it, but from there it would seem on the surface that we could have an answer to this. Rashi says that why do we increase in Simcha when Adar arrives? Because it was days of Nisim for the Jewish people, Purim and Pesach. And since that only is true for the second Adar, so therefore it would seem that Rashi says that it's Mishenichnas Adar relates only to the second Adar. But possibly more reliably, Rashi might be saying the exact opposite, that it starts from Adar Rishon. How? First we have to explain, why does Rashi say Pesach, Purim and Pesach? What's the connection between Pesach and the month of Adar? Pesach is the next month, is in the month of Nisan. Why does he link it with Mishenichnas Adar Marva Mesimcha? So this can be explained by first understanding, why does it say Mishenichnas Adar? From the beginning of Adar is already a time for Simcha. Why from the whole month? The Nes of Purim only happened on Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Adar. So why do we start celebrating? Why is it a time of joy from the beginning of Adar? And actually this is something that comes from the Megillah. The Megillah says, V'hachedesh asenepach lemi yogin l'simcha, the month which was turned from tragedy to Simcha. So we see that the whole month is considered to be a month which was transformed into Simcha. So it's right from the Megillah. And it's this question that Rashi comes to explain when he adds the word Pesach into the reason that we celebrate the whole month of Adar. How so? The Gemara says that just as we compares the two, just as Av is a time when we decrease Simcha, so also Adar is a time when we increase Simcha. In other words, that there's something similar about the two. What do we find about Av? What is the reason that we decrease in in Simcha during Av, when we don't do that for every other month, when other difficult things happen for the Jewish people as well. Only Av is reserved for the month in which we decrease Simcha. The reason, two reasons are given. One is because there was a double amount of tzaras in Av. First of all, both Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then there is a second thing, which is that Megalgalin Chayv Aliyim Chayev. In other words, when Hashem looks for a time, when should he, if he has something difficult that he needs to do, he does it in a day which is otherwise also a day of not of good fortune, a day of Chayev fortune. As we know, that the Tisha B'Av didn't start with the first Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. It started in the time of the Meraglim, when the Jews cried, and Hashem said, "You cried for nothing, I'll give you a reason to cry." So in other words, it's a time which is already not a good fortune for the Jewish people. And just like that's the reason why we decrease in Simcha in Av, for the same two reasons do we increase in Simcha in Adar. First of all, because it's a double Huchpulubai Nisim, there is a double measure of Nisim there, and also because it's a Yom Zakai. This is a time of Yom Zakai, and both of these are focused on Zion Adar. It's a Yom Zakai because that's the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, as we find in the Megillah, that Haman was happy because he found when the lots that he drew fell on Adar. He said, "Ah, terrific! This is a time when the Moshe Rabbeinu passed away." He didn't know that this was also the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So, in other words, we see that the Moshe Rabbeinu being born on that day canceled out the negative aspect of Adar and neutralized it, and therefore the Yidden came out v'napechu. It turned into a happy month. And then we come to Huchpoloi. What is the double measure of Nisim that happened in through Adar? That is that on Zion Adar is the reason for both Purim, and also through the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason for Pesach. That's what Rashi is trying to say. It's a time we have Purim and Pesach, which both spring from Zion Adar. Both of them come as a result of Zion Adar. And that's why, just as Mishenichnas of Mematim Simcha, that's why the entire Adar is considered a time for rejoicing. Now, talking about the fact that Zion Adar is a fast day, the Shulchan Aruch says that what is the reason that certain days were chosen for fast days, days like Zion Adar? Because tzaras, difficult things happen to our forefathers, and therefore it's on these days, and therefore it's an appropriate time to fast. So there are two ways that you could look at this. One is because difficult things happen, so we see that this is a Yom Chayav, this is a day which is opportune for negative things to happen, so therefore we fast so that negative things should not happen on that day. We have to fast on that day to prevent anything negative from happening, because although it says Ein Mazel Yisrael, there is no such thing as fortune for the Jewish people, so therefore why should we worry about a day which is not fortunate? The reason that Rashi explains that, what does it mean there's no Mazel Yisrael? Because the Jews always have the ability and the opportunity to daven and to do tshuva, and therefore they can turn the mazel. So that's what we need to do. We need to turn the mazel of these days. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that since this is a day that is a yom that certain things happen, which bring to our mind v'achai yitan alibay, and therefore this is a good time to evoke tshuva. So therefore we fast and we do tshuva on that day. Which one is Zion Adar? Which of these two reasons do we fast on Zion Adar? We can say that it's because this is a day which is not an opportune time, because we know that the whole Purim and the whole Pesach sprang from there. That's what turned HaChodesh Hazeh L'Simcha. So you can't say that Zion Adar is a bad luck day. It's the reason for Purim. That's the reason that we celebrate Adar. Therefore, we must say that it's associated with doing tshuva. And in doing tshuva, fasting and so on, in order to do tshuva, is even a good thing to do on a Yom Simcha. Because tshuva also needs to be done out of simcha, like every other mitzvah. In fact, the happiest day in the Jewish calendar was Simchas Beis HaSheva. a time which, no, if anybody didn't see that simcha, they haven't seen simcha. What did they say at that time? They said, Misha chata, anyone that sinned, yoshuv yimchaloi. They evoked tshuva even in the midst of the greater simcha. So therefore, Zayin Adar is the same reason we fast on Zayin Adar. According to this, we can answer our question whether we celebrate the month of Adar from Zayin Adar Rishon or Zayin Adar Sheni, or from Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Now that we understand that it's the fast day of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Zayin Adar, associated with the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, is because of Simcha and because of Tshuva and so on. So since Hashem links Moshe Rabbeinu's passing with his birth, as we know that that's what it means, that when a tzaddik passes away on the same day that he was born, it comes out of, it's because Hashem links the two and fills the year, he gets a full, complete year. So the passing is linked with the birth. So the simcha of Zayin Adar, according to the Magen Avraham, that we fast dafka the first in the first Adar, comes out that the whole Zayin Adar is linked with Adar Rishon, and therefore the simcha of the month, which comes from Zayin Adar, pertains to Adar Rishon as well. The one thing that we still need to answer is, if Zayin Adar is all about Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, so then why is it that we fast on Zayin Adar? Then the focus should be on the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, which should be a day of Simcha. The answer to that is, there are certain types of Simcha which are so exalted and so high that they cannot be manifest. They can't be revealed. They have to be kept in Behelim, in a concealed way. They have to work behind the scenes. As we find, for instance, that Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha, even though Yom Tov is not compared in its greatness to Shabbos. It's only called Mikroi Kodesh, it's called holiness, but Shabbos is holiness, is a Yom Kodesh. We make Havdalah to show the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos being on a higher level. Yet, on Yom Tov we are commanded the samachta b'chagecha, on Shabbos there is no such command. Because on Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos keeps the simcha a little bit behind the scenes. In a similar way, we find about the life of a tzaddik. On his birthday, there is only potential for his greatness, which will come to the world. On the day that he passes away is considered to be the ultimate highest day of his life. That's when he reached his apex. That's when he reached the very highest accomplishments and achievements, and that's the day that he passes away. So, and that is also what Svarim say, that is when the essence of the tzaddik is bestowed upon his students and his followers, but not in a concealed way. What do you see on the day of his passing? That he passed away. But beneath the surface, it is the day of where the essence of the tzaddik comes out. So for a person, a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, where the day of his birthday and the day of his passing, Zayin Adar, which his birthday brings out the potential, his passing brings out the ultimate height of his accomplishments, but in Begolui, in a revealed way, what you see is that he passed away, and therefore that's a day of fasting. And that's why Va'ata Tetzaveh combines these two ideas as well. In a revealed way, we don't see his name at all. His name Moshe doesn't appear in the Seder at all. But beneath the surface, it's Va'ata, his very essence, as we know, that the word Va'ata transcends a name. A name defines a certain aspect of a person, but Va'ata means his very essence. That's what permeates the entire parsha from beginning to end.